soon to a...
A man has seen every... Hell comes to Huntsville.
Cardio. That is the first rule of surviving the zombie apocalypse. Therefore, my friend, myself, Leanne Foster, Marlon Wells, we are all dead.
Gone.
Wrapped up.
Yep. And that was Zombieland. Great movie.
Pretty much.
Join us tomorrow when we're talking about... Now, let's talk about Zombieland today. Welcome to Hell Comes to Huntsville. A little cross-promoting, little collaboration, little team-up between Huntsville Home Video and America's Barley Basket. Two great podcasts that you should listen to every week. Start your week off with Huntsville Home Video on a Monday. You wake up, got a little frumpy face, little frowny-wowny. Let us perk you up over at Huntsville Home Video. And then Tuesdays, you listen to America's Barley Basket, or you listen every single day as those podcasts merge together as we talk about horror movies or spooky movies or movies with zombies in them for 31 straight days. I mean, that sounds fantastic to me.
The way you put it, it sounds marvelous.
I mean, I wish I could just listen to this podcast instead of, you know, just be a part of it.
Right.
I want to experience it the way everyone listening experiences it by listening to about the first 5 minutes and being like, ah, fuck these guys.
Awe, bewilderment, disgust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Get that.
My name is Jack Spade. Across from me, Leanne Foster. We are your team from Huntsville Home Video. Joining us all the way from the mean streets of soon to be very, very cold North Dakota from America's Barley Basket, Marlon Wells. How are you today, my friend?
Hello, I am good. You said cardio. And my English nerd ass said in my brain, wherefore art thou cardio? I think I accidentally made a t-shirt.
That's one of my favorite things that's ever happened.
Oh, my boy Marlon, a fellow of infinite jest of most excellent fancy.
Whew. Yeah, that's where I'm at today is we're just making... Shakespearean Zombieland jokes.
Oh,
so
man.
We'll see how many more we get in this episode. I'm not committing to any, but we'll see.
I will tell you where for art my cardio at. It's whenever I turned like 12, it just went away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't have it nearly that long.
No. Nope. that being said, in the world of Zombieland where we got some fast moving zombies, I'm a dead camper.
Yeah, no, I'm out.
Yep.
No, we're not living. We're not living. I've always said for years, yeah, I am the sacrificial person for the rest of the group. It's like, I'm the slow one. Just let me go. I'll hold them back. I know my role and it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Same here. I'm the one who trips and you guys escape. That's how it works. Like, especially, like, at the time of this movie and, like, you know, Walking Dead being all big and shit, I feel like I had a lot of discussions with friends regarding, like, the zombie apocalypse survival plans of, like, I'm going to go to this sports store because they got a flat roof so you can get a chopper on it and it's full of guns. I'm a fucking lock that motherfucker down. And whenever it came to me in this discussion circle, like, how about you? What are you going to do when it happens? Fucking die. Just like the rest of you, you idiots. Like, come on.
I don't want to have to keep fighting every day. That's just going to be the rest of your life is fighting them off every single day. And then you're also going to have to, like, plant food. I don't want to do that. It's better for me to just go out early.
Yeah, man. I moved off of the farm. I don't want to go back.
I would want to stick around and check out the zombie apocalypse for like a week, week and a half.
Sure.
You know, maybe politic my way into some, you know, some sort of camps,
mm-hmm.
some factions, You know, it's like, hey, are we gonna like form the new government? Fuck yeah, I'm in for that. Let's chat about this. You know, like let's chat about who we let in, who we don't. I'd stick around for some of that politicking, and then you know, yeah, of course you want to kill a couple zombies. That would be fun. But then after that, you're absolutely right. Like fighting for survival, yeah, no. Planting food, motherfucker. I like tacos. You can't plant tacos.
No, you can't.
No.
You for sure would be that asshole. You would be full on governor. You would be running a city, not having to fucking put in any work, screwing everybody else over, just living high on your post-apocalypse hog, not doing shit. Is exactly, you would charm your way to the top of the end of the world.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're
that's,
welcome.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
I've never seen your face radiate so much joy in the whole time I've known you.
Have you also ever heard anything as accurate about me ever?
Not at all. That's you to a T, my friend. And well, that's why we love you.
Jack Spain was born 30 years too late because he would have fucking made hay in the cult heyday of the 70s.
Uh-huh.
Like, fuck yeah.
Jim Jones would have had nothing on Jack.
That's a true story. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck. What could have been?
So true.
Yeah, just handing out robes and Nikes.
Yeah, zombie apocalypse jumps off. Y'all come with me. You know, I'll take you to the top with me. I've said it for years. You stick with me long enough, I'll have you farting through silk.
Not me, man. I'm going to be dead. But keep an eye out for me among the horde.
All right. Fair enough.
Put me down with some dignity. Don't fucking run me through a combine or some shit.
No, man. No, I mean, if that's the way you want to go out, I will make sure you have a dignified end, my friend. I will speak well of you. I will carry your tail on.
That's some friend shit right there.
You goddamn right. That's some bro shit.
Y'all are adorable.
I know. God, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Fucking cute as shit.
I told you for years, man. It's like, once you get the two of us together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's super cute.
It is. Just wait until December when he comes to visit. You're going to be like, God, you two should get a room. Like, I know. Can I, where are y'all registered for the wedding? I'd love to buy you a gift.
I can't wait. And I'm just going to do like one hang with y'all if I'm invited. And then I feel like that's going to be enough.
Oh, no. One hang and you're hooked. You're like, where else are you guys going?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I just feel like I wouldn't fit in. I'd just be like, let y'all
bullshit.
Have your jam.
We've said it already. You're one of us. One of us.
We so sweet, we'll give you a cavity.
Mm-hmm. Damn right. So let's talk about some Zombieland, my friends. We got some zombie action. I myself a huge fan of the zombie genre. Now, Marlon and I have seen this movie. Leanne, you have not seen this movie. But we found out what you thought about Deep Star 6 yesterday. We went to you first. Hold your thoughts.
Okay.
We're going to go to Marlon. Marlon, what do you think of Zombieland?
Love it. Big fan. Always have been. Saw this one in the theaters with my ma, who also loves this movie. Woody Harrelson, of course, outstanding. This movie's so good, I like Jesse Eisenberg.
Right?
Like, that is high praise, because that man, Jesse Eisenberg, is just Diesel Michael Cera. That's all he is. But he's good. He's good in this movie. I love everything about it. The presentation. I love all of the like words in the world, like from the opening credits to the rules. I like his narration. All of it. It's a super fun movie.
Leanne Foster, what did you think about the very first time, just yesterday, that you saw Zombieland?
So I've been wanting to see it for such a long time. And everybody is like, you would love that movie. It's totally for you. And I'm like, I'll get to it. And never got to it. And I was worried then it was going to be overhyped, but it was not. I fucking love this movie. It is so damn good. I appreciate a fast zombie. I feel like it was perfectly cast. Like, I just love, it's super fun, like Marlon said, and we get zombies in, like, a theme park, and it is
right?
Awesome.
Yeah.
It is so good. I loved everything about it. And fucking Bill Murray.
Hell yes.
I didn't know Bill Murray was going to be in the damn thing.
What a great cameo.
Perfect. perfect. Perfect for him.
Marlon, you can probably chime in on this a little bit too. Like when you saw this in the theater, I don't think anyone knew going in that Bill Murray had that cameo. And I remember the audience that I saw it with, as soon as Bill Murray shows up, everyone's like, oh, fucking Bill Murray. Did you get the same reaction?
Yeah, everyone marked out when Bill Murray showed up. I am stunned that, Leanne, that you went this long without having that specific beat ruined for you. And I'm glad you didn't, because it's a fantastic bit when he shows up. Like, they go to his house, you don't expect him to be there. You see the art on the wall, and they're watching Ghostbusters and everything. But then he just shows up. Like, you're like, no fucking way. But yeah, he's there. That and it's great. I love when he shows up, because like the reveal is really good. It's super slow and shot from behind, and you assume he's gonna be a zombie, and that it's not gonna be Bill Murray. But then the camera pans around and it's just Bill Murray. Like, holy shit.
And I feel like that's how Bill Murray would be in a zombie apocalypse.
Right?
100%. Just like, trying to blend in.
With all the stories that you hear about Bill Murray.
Yeah.
I just like to think that he just wandered onto set.
In the makeup.
In the makeup, yeah.
And the wig, and was ready.
Like, they had something completely different in mind, and then they're like, Bill Murray just showed up in zombie makeup. Fuck it, put him in this movie until he changes his mind.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that is the legend of Bill Murray.
This was around about the same time. I mean, there's a couple years off, but around about the same time. I should ask first, have you seen Tropic Thunder, Leanne?
Yes.
Okay. This was around about that same era where Tom Cruise was in Tropic Thunder and nobody knew until he showed up.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And even then, people had to wait and be like, is that Tom Cruise? You stared at the screen for a while doing that. But this is like, I think, an even more impressive version of that, because Bill Murray, especially in his later career, is so finicky about what movies he decides to do. So the fact that he's even here is super cool.
Yeah. And I love, you know, the line, like, after he gets accidentally shot, you know, and he's just like sitting there slowly dying, and they're like, do you have any regrets? I don't know. Garfield, maybe.
So good. It's so
and
good.
And that long ass breath that he takes out when you think you're dying, and it just keeps going. And then he breathes again. It kills me. And then, I laughed so hard.
And then old girl gives the chuckle. He's like, he's just got a direct line to my funny bone.
That's the one, like, that's the part that kills me in that scene, is when she cracks up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's just funny. Oh, man. Yeah, fantastic. Also, a sad shout out to Eddie Van Halen.
Because
she brings up, you look just like Eddie Van Halen, who, of course, is now gone.
But yeah.
I also, like you said, like to believe that that's what Bill Murray would be doing during an actual zombie apocalypse. Just, I'm going to throw on this makeup so that I can go golf at Riviera without having to wait in line or anything.
And the reenacting of Ghostbusters.
Right?
Precious. So yeah, good.
He's got the fucking vacuum cleaner. That's a super cute moment, because he lets Tallahassee wear the suit and use the prop, whereas he just has a vacuum cleaner.
And I think everyone that talks about Zombieland, that is the one thing that everyone brings up, is that Bill Murray cameo.
Yeah.
But what's great about this movie is the rest of it is also great. It delivers beginning, middle, and end. That opening credit scene, one of my favorites in the entire zombie genre.
Uh-huh.
Like, I love everything about that opening scene.
Uh-huh.
That whole sequence is great.
Also, that is, I don't know how hot a take it is, that is the best Metallica song. For Whom the Bell Tolls is the number one Metallica song.
I don't disagree with that. I'm good with it.
Okay. It's not my favorite, but is probably their best. I'll go with it.
It definitely fit in the opening of this movie, if I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. So, Leanne, going into this, you know, you said it was super hyped up for you. You were worried it wasn't going to deliver, and it did. Were there, like, are you a zombie nut? Like, I know you like The Walking Dead.
I did love The Walking Dead when it first started, but as it's just drug on and drug on, that's fizzled out. I wouldn't say that I would I mean, yeah, I like zombies. I wouldn't say that they're my favorite genre, but I do definitely enjoy a zombie. And I do enjoy the fast zombie. And I like that these had, like, human intelligence. Like, you know, they could figure out things, or maybe they remembered things from when they were just human and not a zombie. So I definitely like that aspect. I liked these a lot more.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Marlon might be able to concur with this. I was like a huge zombie nut. Like, zombies were my jam. Like, everyone's okay. Got like, oh, I love werewolves, I love vampires. Like, mm-hmm. I loved zombies. Like, I love the Romero zombie movies.
Right.
You know, Night, Dawn, Day of the Dead. Mm-hmm. Even though it's kind of a hot take, I love Diary of the Dead. I think that's a great movie. Marlon, you're a big fan of that one too, right?
I love Diary, and I love Land, which is pretty hot for most people.
Shout out to the late Dennis Hopper.
Mm-hmm. Pour one out for Bowser, baby.
Mm-hmm. God, a Super Mario Brothers reference. Points, Marlon. Points.
Put them on the board, baby.
but right before this movie came out, my zombie love was kind of starting to fizzle,
mm-hmm.
because they made zombies like just the monster of the fucking year.
Right.
Like, we want to put them in fucking everything.
Mm-hmm.
Shaun of the Dead kind of brought some of that zombie love back.
Yep.
And then they had like all these other horseshit zombie movies. Like, hey, here's a zombie rom-com.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fucking just trash. Walking Dead came out, and that was good for a little bit, but then that turned into trash.
Turned into straight fucking hot trash.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Marlon, did you ever get in on The Walking Dead?
I watched, I tapped out like halfway through the prison season, which I think is 3. Mm-hmm. It was like, I enjoyed it in the front, like the first season, part of season 2, and then it got to be where like watching the new episode felt like fucking work. Like,
yeah. Okay,
yeah, I guess I'll watch it, but it's like it got so like repetitive for me, especially like the, and I get that it's supposed to be about the people and how they interact and the zombies are just kind of a backdrop. But, like, it got to be so much of this, like, oh, Rick does something without asking the group, and now we're mad at Rick for 3 episodes, but then Rick redeems himself, and we decide we're all in this together,
mm-hmm.
and then 4 episodes of us living peacefully go by, and then Rick does something to be a dick, and now we're all mad again. Like, I got so fucking tired of the cycle of that show.
Pretty yeah. much the same. I'll tell you what I did not get tired of, though. Was motherfucking Zombieland. Because Zombieland, I mean, that just cemented my love again for the zombie franchise. I'll take a slow zombie. I'll take a fast zombie. I think depending on which you have in your movie, that determines what kind of zombie movie you have. Like,
yeah.
it completely changes the whole structure.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, the fast zombies are in this one. I love the fast zombies in this one. Also, I think we need to show some love to Woody Harrelson in this movie.
Could that character have been more perfectly cast? I don't think so.
No.
He was so damn good.
Get that motherfucker a Twinkie.
Get him a Twinkie. Oh my God, I craved a Twinkie and a code red Mountain Dew. And if it wasn't so late at night, I would have gone and gotten both and been jumping off of the walls. I was like, God, that sounds so fucking good.
I mean, the movie just made you happy. Like, it just wanted
to. It did.
Like, fuck, give me a Twinkie.
I know.
Literally to this day, if I see Twinkies sitting on a shelf, I think of Zombieland.
I will now for forever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's in the noggin now.
I was, like, worried is too strong of a word, but I was curious going back to revisit this after. I haven't seen this in a long time. I was curious if Woody Harrelson as Tallahassee was still going to be cool. Like, I feel like that that era of attitudinal character is pretty specific to around about 2009. So I was like, is he going to come off as a little hokey coming back to it after all this time? But no, he's still rad as shit. Still super into Tallahassee.
Even when he's in his throes of just absolute undying love for Bill Murray, it's still just so masculine and awesome. You know what
right?
I mean?
Mm-hmm. I think Woody Harrelson is one of those actors who has transcended the ability to be shitty or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like he, like whether he's good or not in the movie, it's inconsequential because it's Woody Harrelson.
Right.
I think Nick Cage is another one of those actors that you're like, I know this is going to be a shitty movie, but it's fucking Nick Cage. I want to go see him be a fucking wackadoo.
Right.
And I think Woody Harrelson is at that level. Would you guys agree or disagree?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, I would agree that like I see his name and I am certainly more interested in seeing the movie. Like I went from like from a 4 to an 8 when I saw that he was in that new Venom movie. I was like, I don't know if I need another Venom. Oh, Woody Harrelson. Okay. All right.
Yep.
Okay. I'll go see this.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's like, love me some Tom Hardy, but that first Venom was like, meh. But now you give me that Woody Harrelson factor.
Mm-hmm.
Leanne's Tom Hardy purr is both adorable and accurate as fuck.
Wow. That was
right.
She's just saying what we're all thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Hardy, good looking dude.
Good God almighty, damn it.
Fucking mm-hmm. dime piece.
Like a dime piece. Oh, shit. Well, Marlon, what, you know, going back, revisiting Zombieland, you know, we have Zombieland 2. Have either of y'all seen that?
No, and I was told to stay away from it.
Okay, Marlon, have you seen Zombieland 2?
I have not and haven't been given advice one way or the other on it.
I, too, have not seen it. That one has somehow, like, slipped by me.
Wow.
But I've actually heard that it wasn't all that bad.
Okay.
And I do know that part of it was filmed in a mall not too far from you and I, Leanne.
Is that the Stranger Things mall?
It sure is.
Out and in Georgia?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, a friend of mine was down there for an event, like a comic book convention that they held in the mall. And the Zombieland production had just wrapped like a week before.
Uh-huh.
And it was still dirty. Like there was still dirt and like little leftover bits of scenery. He's like, dude, like they should clean this place up. And one of the guys who was at the convention is like, oh, they just finished filming Zombieland 2 here last week.
That's amazing.
Right? But they also didn't clean up. What the fuck?
Well, maybe they hired a crew. They're coming in later.
I mean, that's pretty sloppy work. Sloppy work.
I'm going to say they subcontracted that to some local yokels who didn't fucking have their shit together.
That's right.
That's a fair assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Fair assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, because I doubt Woody Harrelson was handed a mop.
No.
No.
No, no, no. Woody Harrelson was handed Twinkies and a joint and said thank you for being in Zombieland 2. Actually, during Zombieland 1, he was arrested for marijuana possession.
Oh, no shit.
They they had to delay filming a day while he took care of that nonsense.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woody loves them trees, baby.
Uh-huh. He sure does. Woody loves that Mary Jane.
Fun fact, Woody Harrelson's dad was a hitman.
No shit.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson's dad went to prison for assassinating a judge.
Holy shit.
Whoa.
I never knew that.
While Woody was on Cheers.
Holy shit.
What's happening?
I think this explains a lot about Woody Harrelson.
A little bit.
Yeah.
History's fun, y'all.
That's man, fascinating.
Hmm.
I got English and history covered and none of the actual useful subjects. No STEM classes over here.
Nothing that's going to be on an SAT.
Also in this movie, I don't think that we needed to throw any shrapnel at snowballs. Snowballs are delicious, and I would prefer them to a Twinkie.
Ooh, see, we're going to part friends on that issue.
Are snowballs marshmallow? What are they?
They're basically just think of a round Twinkie, but covered in coconut.
Mm, I like coconut.
I do too, but not on a snowball. Just not here for it.
I'll have to try both. Again, now, I haven't had a snowball in forever. Not a Twinkie.
I will tell you that in my home right now is an empty box because they were devoured of pumpkin spice Twinkies.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Properly spiced.
Wow. Okay.
I can't see y'all's faces, but it felt like Leanne was really like furrowing her brow at you.
Oh, yeah. There. Yep.
I couldn't believe. Well, I can believe that pumpkin spice has crept in and invaded the Twinkie.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking everywhere.
It's everywhere. And it,
Jesus.
But there's varying degrees of quality.
Correct.
You can have pumpkin, like anything Little Debbie that's pumpkin spice, stick to your fucking Nutty Buddies. Get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
You got weak pumpkin spice.
Mm.
0 stars. You got these random Pop-Tarts and random trail mixes and this, that, and the other. Hey, pumpkin spice this, pumpkin spice that. It's fucking wet farts. Get it out of here. But a pumpkin spice Twinkie, man, you get all the joy and satisfaction of a proper Twinkie and just the right amount of pumpkin spice. It is fantastic. I will dip one in a pumpkin spice latte. 10 stars.
Be on the lookout for my new mixtape, Proper Twinkie.
I can already see that album cover in my head. Good.
Pretty much anything in life, I will give anything with the pumpkin spice label upon it a good whirl. Like, you want to throw fucking pumpkin spice Febreze, pumpkin spice sex jellies, like whatever you got, bring it on. We about to get autumnal.
I have one of those two things that you just mentioned.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm...
It's the pumpkin spice for Febreze.
Don't tell us.
No, sorry. Oh, shit. I let it out.
I thought it was going to be
I think Rachel would
like,
draw.
I was like, Febreze didn't make no pumpkin spice.
They did. It's like it's a pumpkin spice air freshener.
No shit.
Yeah.
Damn it.
It was the choice between the Febreze brand or the Snuggle brand. And I said, Snuggle, stay in your lane. Stick to laundry. I'm going to go with Febreze.
I wanted you to just let us have that with our imaginations. Just let us have the mystery.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I let you know what was in the briefcase in Pulp Fiction. I apologize.
I was about to say, I wanted you to Abrams us and just let us decide for ourselves.
Well, Marlon, I'm pretty sure Leanne wouldn't be on board for this, but what do you say next year? We can do Hell's Wells again. We do Hell Comes to Huntsville, but we also do 31 Days of Pumpkin Spice.
I mean, you ain't got to ask me. Like, you know I'm on board.
You're damn right. That's what's up.
We should have done that this year. We should have done a different pumpkin spice treat while we reviewed a different movie.
I mean, we still got time.
We didn't do it.
We still got time.
Mm.
Try new pumpkin spice cocaine.
Yeah. So, some closing thoughts, ladies and gents, on the greatness that was Zombieland. Let's go to you, Leanne Foster.
I just am so happy that I've checked this one off the list, and I love it. It will be in probably regular rotation, at least for a while, because I loved it that much. Also, shout out to the theme park scenes at the end, which reminded me, did y'all ever play that game Left 4 Dead?
You
were in a group and you could kill the zombies you could go in the carnival and all that shit. That's what it reminded me of. So that was super nostalgic. That was super awesome. Really love it. Super fun. I'm going to give it a 4.25.
Very nice. And I will add to that Left 4 Dead. Well, most people back when that game first came out, most people were out clubbing, doing their cocaine, fucking. Marlon Wells and some buddies and I, we were playing Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
And then went out to the club and did.
You did both.
Fucking. Yeah. So much time on Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
God, I loved that game.
Yeah, the cool kids were out dropping Molly and tongue and butts. We were playing the zombie video games.
All with our headsets on going, hey guys, you think anyone else we know is out tongue and butts?
Yeah, most of them probably. Anyway, pills over here. Who needs them?
So watch out for the witch. Marlon Wells, close out Zombieland for us. What'd you think, brother?
Fantastic. Love the look. Love the vibe. Super fun. Still holds up after all these years, which I was super thankful for. Woody is still cool. Jesse's still a nerd. 5 out of 5.
We get a perfect review. I too love the movie upon the revisit. Still holds up. Still like all the characters. A before she kind of hit her peak fame, Emma Stone. Really like her in this one. Love, of course, the Bill Murray cameo. Love the aesthetic of the movie. Love everything about it. I'm gonna give it a 4.5 out of 5.
Can I change mine to 4.5?
Want to be like one of the cool kids?
Yeah, I want to do 4.5. 4.25 didn't feel right.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's why we talk about these movies.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Let's give it a 4.5.
4.5.
All right. We all love Zombieland. Hey!
Yay! Finally! finally, whoop, whoop, we got on land and shit went better.
31 horror movies in 31 days. Hell Comes to Huntsville. It trucks on tomorrow. Another episode coming your way in less than 24 hours. What are you feeling for tomorrow? Any suggestions, anyone?
No.
No?
I don't give you no suggestions.
All right, fine.
We all know I don't.
I've not seen any movies, Jack. Have you not listened to our podcast wherein you introduce me to movies that I've never seen for the last year and some odd days?
You will ask me some questions, and I'm like, I don't fucking know, dude. I don't know anything about it. Remember?
Very well, then.
This is why we couldn't be friends for the longest time.
I will defer to North Dakota, Marlon Wells. Do you have any suggestions for tomorrow?
I vote that we stay on land.
Yes.
And I would be down for one that has been on a fucking watch list for me for a while now. A very rare directed by Bill Paxton film from 2001 starring said Bill Paxton, Frailty.
Oh, hell yes. I am on board. Mm. Leanne Foster, you ever seen?
Never seen it.
All right.
So you two have seen it.
You like that Matthew McConaughey fella?
You damn right I do. I'm going to give him one of those.
who gets the bigger?
Oh, Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy.
Emphasis on the hard.
Like Tom Hardy as a rock.
Whatever the equivalent of a lady boner is, I have that right now for Tom Hardy.
Jesus Christ, do not look under this desk.
Okay.
Oh, that janitor gonna be mad.
Well, Tom Hardy isn't in Frailty.
I'm okay.
But that Matthew McConaughey is. We'll chat about that.
All right.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Looking up.
You're not even looking at me.
No. No. I don't know what's going on over there. I'm just letting it happen.
Shit. That's right. Just let it happen.
I guarantee you, whatever is happening there, same thing's happening at Marlon's place, too.
You ain't wrong. I'm breaking in this fresh jar of pumpkin spice sex jelly.
So tomorrow we are all gonna towel off and we are gonna come with a fresh set of drawers and a newfound appreciation for friendship.
Yeah.
As we talk about Frailty right here on Hell Comes to Huntsville. We appreciate you following along for this long, or we may have just lost you. I don't know. But if you want to come back for day number 10, we would love to have you. We would also love it if you checked us out on our regular podcast. Me and Leanne, we of course host Huntsville Home Video every Monday. We introduce Leanne to a movie that she has never seen. And if you want to follow along, if you're not already subscribed or not already following us on social media, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at
HSV Home Video.
And if you are a fan of Huntsville Home Video, well, thanks for following us on this journey. Maybe you should give some attention on Tuesdays to our buddy Marlon Wells, who is one of the hosts along with Nathan Fusselbach over on America's Barley Basket. Old boy, hit us up with that information on where they can find you.
All over them internets at Barley Basket USA on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. New episode every Tuesday. Come join in on the goofballs.
Yep. Get all them goofballs all up in your business. Mm-hmm. And until tomorrow when we chat again, be kind and rewind.
Cardio, cardio, wherefore art thou cardio?